Your thoughts are not passive observers. They are the architects of your reality. James Allen's timeless wisdom reveals a profound truth. Every circumstance in your life, every emotion you feel, and every relationship you form stems directly from the quality of your thinking. This isn't metaphorical. It's a universal law operating with mathematical precision. Two people facing identical hardships will experience entirely different outcomes based solely on their mental response. The unemployed person who maintains constructive thoughts discovers new opportunities, while the one dwelling in negativity finds their situation increasingly desperate. Your external world is merely reflecting your internal state. Your mind truly is the master. Imagine your mind as a garden that will produce something whether you tend it or not. Left unattended, weeds of worry, fear, anger, and self-doubt will choke out everything beautiful. But with daily care, you can cultivate a magnificent inner landscape. This gardening begins with weeding, identifying and removing negative thought patterns that spread rapidly when unchecked. Then comes planting, deliberately introducing virtues like patience, humility, and love. Consider how patience transforms your relationship with time. The impatient mind suffers constantly, viewing delays as personal affronts, while the patient mind remains productive regardless of circumstances, finding opportunity in every moment. This cultivation requires consistent attention, ideally beginning each morning before the day's distractions take hold. Everything in your life follows the principle of causality. Specific effects can be traced to specific causes, primarily your thoughts. Just as a farmer who plants corn cannot harvest wheat, a mind that sows thoughts of fear cannot reap confidence. This law functions without exception or favoritism. Not what he wishes and prays for does a man get, but what he justly earns. The world is your kaleidoscope, with each moment presenting perfectly adjusted pictures of your ever-moving thoughts. This explains why people in identical circumstances experience them differently. Each sees through the lens of their own mental patterns. Even poverty, which many attribute solely to external factors, is fundamentally the outward manifestation of an inward poverty of thought. While systemic factors exist, lasting prosperity begins with prosperous thinking, habits of industry, honesty, and service. In our hyperactive world that celebrates constant motion, the most powerful achievements actually begin in silence. In the silent realm of thought, where mental forces labor ceaselessly, is where the battle is first fought and the victory won. Unlike many contemporary mindfulness practices that emphasize emptying the mind, true meditation involves focused contemplation on specific virtues or principles. This creates a mental sanctuary from which right action naturally flows. Through regular withdrawal from external stimuli to examine your thoughts, you develop the capacity to respond rather than react to life's challenges. This quiet transformation occurs gradually but inexorably, like water shaping stone, developing remarkable capabilities. Foresight to anticipate consequences, discernment to distinguish truth from falsehood, and emotional resilience to maintain stability regardless of circumstances. Difficulties aren't punishments to be endured or obstacles to be avoided. They're essential elements in character development. Difficulties are the pathway to power. Discipline is the gateway to freedom. When facing challenges, first recognize that every difficulty contains a lesson about your mental patterns. Then maintain composure regardless of external conditions, not through passive acceptance, but through active mental mastery. Finally, transform adversity through right thinking, turning each overcome challenge into wisdom that benefits others. Even physical ailments often connect to mental states. The body is the servant of the mind. It obeys the operations of the mind, whether deliberately chosen or automatically expressed. Most powerfully, overcome disappointment by mentally detaching from outcomes while remaining committed to right action. Have you noticed how your physical symptoms often intensify during periods of mental stress? The ultimate goal of thought mastery isn't material success, but inner peace, what Allen calls the heavenly state. This transcends circumstance, bringing contentment regardless of external conditions. Heaven is not a place, but a state of consciousness. It is not to be found by traveling, but by living. This emerges naturally when your mind aligns with universal principles like love, truth, and justice. While pleasure seeking is like picking flowers that quickly wither, spiritual cultivation is planting seeds that yield perpetual harvests. This heavenly state includes freedom from fear, present moment awareness, selfless love, and divine purpose. When your thoughts align with universal good rather than personal gain, you participate in the cosmic order rather than struggling against it. This inner peace radiates outward naturally, blessing others without conscious effort, like a shade-giving tree in a thirsty land. Allen's philosophy endures because it's eminently practical. Begin with vigilant thought watching, noticing your thoughts without immediately identifying with them. Set your day's trajectory through morning intention setting. The first hour of the morning is the rudder of the day. Practice purposeful speech by eliminating blame and excuse-making from your vocabulary. Direct mental energy toward your highest ideals through focused attention. That which you earnestly aspire to be, that in time you will surely become. Before sleep, review the day's thoughts and their consequences, making specific plans for improvement. Regularly read uplifting material to reinforce virtuous thought patterns. These practices require no special equipment or education, only consistent mental discipline. Remember, you are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you. What if you treated your thoughts with the same care as your most important investments? In our distracted digital age, Allen's central insight becomes more relevant than ever. The quality of your thoughts determines the quality of your life. By mastering the silent power of thought, you gain not just material success, but the greater treasure of inner tranquility. This mastery manifests practically through improved decision-making, stronger relationships, enhanced creativity, and emotional resilience. The journey begins with taking responsibility for your mental garden and cultivating thoughts that bear fruits of joy, peace, and purpose. Dream lofty dreams, and as you dream, so shall you become. Your vision is the promise of what you shall one day be. Your thoughts are creating your future in this very moment. Will you continue allowing them to grow wild and untended, or will you become the master gardener of your mind? The choice and the magnificent garden that results from it belongs entirely to you.